A controversial bill to allow two federally recognized Connecticut Indian tribes to build a casino outside their reservation won the approval of a key state legislative committee on Monday. WSHU's Ebong Udama reports.
Connecticut's Mashantucket Pequot Tribal Nation and the Mohegan Tribe are the owners of the world's two largest casinos, Foxwoods Resort and Mohegan Sun. They are concerned about competition from an MGM Resorts International casino that's scheduled to open in Springfield, Massachusetts next year. So they're seeking state approval to build a jointly owned third casino off their reservation in East Windsor. Senator Paul Formica, an East Lyme Republican, is one of the lawmakers who voted for the bill to approve the off-reservation casino to preserve jobs.
Whether we're proponents of casino gambling, I think, or not, the opportunity to protect what we have, I think, is an important consideration.
Opponents who voted against the bill included Representative Fred Wilms, a Norwalk Republican, who opposes gambling.
While I hear all the wonderful positives of gambling, unfortunately, there's a very dark reality that's very negative, and there's enormous social costs that occur to 5 to 7% of our population.
The bill now heads to the General Assembly for action. A couple of months ago, State Attorney General George Jepson issued an opinion warning lawmakers that allowing an off-reservation casino in Connecticut without an open bid could make the state vulnerable to a legal challenge. Ebong Udama, WSH News.